For agriculture, the new executive order does three things. First, it sets a goal of conserving 30% of lands and oceans by 2030 while launching a process for stakeholder engagement for agriculture. Second, it establishes a civilian climate corps initiative. And third, it directs the Ag Secretary to get input from farmers, ranchers, and other stakeholders on how to encourage the adoption of climate-smart ag practices. Here's American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Dale Moore.
We appreciate the fact that in this executive order, President Biden and his team have indicated that they are committed to seeking input from America's farmers and ranchers. As they begin work on these new climate solutions, it is crucial to us that as these new strategies are coming and being implemented, that our leaders, those in the new administration and certainly those on Capitol Hill, are listening to those of us, the men and women that I have the privilege of working for, who will be impacted the most. And while we've been invited to be at the table, we also are trying to do as much as we can to let both the administration and Congress know that we've already been working on this through the Food and Ag Climate Alliance.
Moore tells the Red River Farm Network AFBF is still looking for details on the exact climate change approaches for agriculture. As soon as Ag Secretary nominee Tom Vilsack is confirmed, along with Deputy Secretary Jule Brana and others, USDA will chart the course.
Figuring out what are the programs that USDA has, because part of our argument, at American Farm Bureau, farmers and ranchers have been doing a number of things to not only improve the climate, things they've been working on relative to conservation, relative to, wildlife habitat improvement. You put all those pieces together, they are part and parcel of what makes, what will make this work, again, on a voluntary incentive-based type of program. And keep in mind throughout this that fundamentally farmers and ranchers have got to be able to also see the economic balance in this.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.